Holly on Hot 101.5.
Here's Holly with what's trending in Tampa Bay.
I almost wish this was a Tampa Bay train wreck I could tell you about, but it's not. This happened in Texas. It's just trending everywhere, including here in Tampa Bay. This 34-year-old woman was arrested around 1 in the morning last Wednesday at an Applebee's. Miguel, why do you think she was arrested at Applebee's at 1 in the morning?
Why would you be arrested at Applebee's? Maybe because she ordered another set of boneless buffalo wings.
Love those boneless buffalo wings.
And maybe the waitress forgot, and so she flipped over a table. And so they had to call the authorities.
Wow, that's a good guess. Mm-hmm. Those boneless buffalo, you don't play.
No, especially if you're drunk and you want them.
She was drunk.
Or maybe they didn't bring extra ranch.
Those are all good reasons. Unfortunately, none of them are correct.
What did she do?
No. She actually wouldn't stop dancing on the bar. Apparently, this Applebee's had turned into Club Apple.
Hey.
And she was up on the bar just coyote ugly in it.
Now, okay, because if... Because usually the Applebee's now, like the bar is like in the middle of the restaurant.
Yeah.
So did they like let her up there at first? Be like, okay, cool. Like you can dance for a quick
minute. I don't know if they let her up there or if she just got up there. But regardless, they were like, okay, ma'am, you need to get down off this bar. And she was a little belligerent and she would not come off the bar at Applebee's. I mean, now granted, it is 1 in the morning. So, I mean, if you're family-friendly, eating good in the neighborhood, was not serving them children. But still, you have to look at your life at that point and go, I'm on the bar in Applebee's. And then they found out, turns out she lives in an apartment complex nearby, and she left her kids at home to go down.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, the kids were a little older. They were like 12. But still, like, ma'am.
I want to ask the question. Why have you been arrested at an Applebee's?
No, Miguel, nobody has ever been arrested at an Applebee's except for this woman who wouldn't get out the bar.
Sometimes it gets crunk there. Call us up, 877-999-1015, if you've ever been arrested at an Applebee's before.
What if it was a Chili's? I mean, I would be willing to accept any casual dining establishment.
Okay.
Cheddar's, Scratch Kitchen.
Oh, no one would get arrested at Cheddar's. They're a classic family restaurant, Holly.
That's what I said about Applebee's.
Buffalo Wild Wings, though. They get a little turned up over there.
They get way turned up. You know there's arrests sometimes that happen there because, you know, it just gets a little crazy. All right, we do have to talk about that man who was partially naked and then actually took off the rest of his clothes and shot up this Waffle House in Tennessee. 4 people died. A couple more were injured. The cops are still trying to track him down.
Now, so he literally just ran off naked.
Yes, correct.
Wow. So, is there a picture of him?
Yes, I believe so, because they know who it was. I believe they've identified who it is. They just haven't caught him.
Wow, okay. So, and this was in Tennessee?
Yeah.
So maybe hopefully he's there and they'll get him.
I hope so.
Naked.
Yeah.
Okay.
Probably found some clothes by this point.
This is what my grandmother says. We are living in our last days.
It's a fact. All right, and finally, if your friend needed a place to stay, like they had a crash at your place for a while, would you let them stay? And if so, how long? Because I've got the results of what your Tampa Bay neighbor said. 22% of people in a survey said about a week. They're like, if their friend was like down and out, they could crash for a week. That was the most popular answer. 1% of people said a year.
Oh.
9% more than that said indefinitely.
No.
Indefinitely.
Unless you start paying me rent, you got to get up out of my house.
Right. At that point, you live there, right? Like, indefinitely. Yeah. You're not crashing. You're living there.
I did have a friend a couple of years ago who they were doing something to his apartment. And so he stayed with me. It was supposed to be 3 weeks and it turned into 2 months. And that was a bit straining on our friendship.
Yeah.
Because at that point, I had a 1-bedroom apartment and he was on the couch. And every day I would come home, he would just be like, hey.
Yeah.
Just sitting there.
That's awkward.
It was too much.
Yeah. So anyway, just know that it probably would be about a week for most people. That's what's trending in Tampa Bay with Miguel and Holly on Hot 101.5.